And today with us, we have Essie as a guest. Hello, Essie.
Hello.
And first I want to talk about myself a little bit. I mean, what I want to be talking about, and basically just give you an overview of the webinar, and then what's going to be Essie's introduction, so you get to listen to her. So what I do, I started my first digital marketing efforts back in 2005. I did it basically as a hobby, and then it turned into I was doing a translation agency, so I was doing it for myself. I never did digital marketing for money. I always did it for free for myself as hobbies for the last 20 years now almost. And only the last 2 years I've been taking on clients, because I decided to go. Finally, I was like, you know what? Let me monetize my 15 to 20 years of experience, me and my teams and stuff. And here I am. Then I started the NC Web Dev, which is a web development agency. That's why I started off as first. I said, okay, let me start doing just web development. But then you realize web development is, I guess you could say, not sexy. Because you talk to people about websites, it's like people like, yeah, we have one. No, websites, everybody has one. I'm like, yeah, well, but there is a right way and a wrong way of doing it. But in order to get more attention to our website business, I was like, you know, I got to start doing some online marketing. And during COVID, I was doing Instagram stuff because I was just having fun with that. I mean, you sit at home, so you take pictures of food and you build your Instagram. So I became a nano influencer on Instagram. And then as I got into this web development business, I was like, you know what? I got to meet clients that are actually willing to pay me, not Instagram, whether you're going to get a t-shirt or a pair of sunglasses. So out of all the channels that I've experienced in the last 15 years, I also have a Facebook group that's about 10,000 people around betting and sports. And so I was like, but this is business. I want to do business and I want to sell it to businesses. This is my target audience, is business. Solopreneurs, but definitely business-minded people. So where do you go? Well, the only place you can go for that is, here we are, LinkedIn. And after dabbling with it for about a year, I said, and while taking care of my son and his hockey and stuff, and you had an opportunity to see him last time, I said, you know, let me go all in on LinkedIn. And how do you do that? Well, I built it up in some experimental ways up to about 1,000-1,500 followers or so. And I was like, let me get serious about this. My son is in college now. Let me devote my time to LinkedIn. So here we are. I became a creator on LinkedIn. So from translation agency, sports betting, stayed with digital marketing, then the web design. Now I'm basically becoming a LinkedIn creator. And in the times of AI, it's easy to be a creator, but at the same time, it's very hard. Why? Well, because you have to have ideas. And the important thing for me for LinkedIn, I set a goal to myself to get 10,000 followers this year. And I wanted to post every day, which seems easy, but it's not. You'll have to find 1 hour a day to devote to it, at least to create the content. But you also have to come up with the ideas. So ideas is not a problem. It's the matter of the content and making it properly and making it have an impact. You know, it's got to have value for other people. So here we are, and this is what I want to show you today. I want to talk about I did make a couple of posts about the tools I use, of course, Canva, and I think Essie is going to say more about that. And I want to show you how I use the carousels. I think I found a way to save a lot of time doing nice carousels through the use of carousels, or AI carousels, which is they call it a free carousel maker, but it has limits when it's free. But then, you know, you get into the creator stuff, you save your brand in it, and you know, I'll show you all that. So I think I'm gonna go step by step through the AI carousels, and that's gonna be my primary part of my speech, other than conversation with Essie. But this is gonna be my part. I'll show you today. I want to go through step by step how I create a carousel in about 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes 5, sometimes half an hour. It depends, but we'll go through that, and I think it saves a lot of time. So that was the creator tools I'm going to focus on today. And here, my partner in crime today is from Indianapolis. And here is Essie, and she has a lot of stuff and experience with automation. She's been working with some automation tools that have been helping businesses get their processes automated, get them to save time and money, to reach out to more clients, work with them, stay in touch. You know, the good old selling contact points. You have to touch points with people. You have to touch your customers about 7 times before they actually get something from you. So Essie's part of the focus is on making that simpler for you. So anyway, here's Essie.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for the introduction. That's very kind. And thank you for having me here. So my name is Essie Moniz. I'm the founder and CEO of Automatrix. So my goal is to simplify workflow automation for everyone. So business owner, solopreneur, anybody that is running a hustle and needs to save time in the process. So I'm so excited to be here. This is actually my very first LinkedIn Live, so I'm mind blown. Some of the tools that I use and share on the platform are tools that I've actually used, and I like to share those so that it can help somebody out. Part of my presentation today will be also showing how I simplify the work for myself by using Canva and ChatGPT. Pretty much using the bot create. So I shared the post yesterday. So today I'm going to demonstrate live. Just a quick gift at the end. I wanted to present 2 new tools that I found that can help creators on the platform. So yeah, that is me.
Okay. So that was very brief, but you have a lot more. Like, one thing to start is, like, I know you, how long you've been doing this automation stuff now? How long you've been studying, following the AIs? And it's, like...
Yeah, so I've been an IT project manager for a couple of years. Sorry, I have my son. But I've been an IT project manager for a couple of years. I have 10 years of work experience. So recently, in the last 2 years, I did a bootcamp in software engineering, and which led me into workflow and pretty much any software as a service type of platform. So that was where I developed the passion. And it started as a side hustle, something that I'm really passionate and tweaking, you know, after work. But now it became my business because not too long ago I got paid for it, and it really opens my mind that, oh, this is actually something I can get paid for. So ever since, I decided to go just full entrepreneur and focus on this. So yeah, it's been a ride.
Mm-hmm. And in addition, and that's what I was, and we see that in the background there, the little guy, and then you're basically the proof that, you know, just being a mother doesn't mean you have to just do nothing else other than parenting, and you have to be able to combine it. And me being a former single dad of a hockey player, is for you, it's an obstacle, and it's something, it's always, I was talking about time, how much time you got to devote to LinkedIn promotion, and you do post quite a lot too, and I know we interact, and yesterday was only the first time we saw each other face to face.
Yeah.
But the hardest time for you, the hardest part for you is to find the time, right? And you have to balance.
Yes, so, that is exactly it. So it started with my own problem with me, because I have a 1-year-old and I also have a 4-year-old. And my 4-year-old, she's also autistic. So she needs extra love and extra care. So with that being said, when I have ideas, I often feel stuck because I don't have the time to implement it. And then I see other people quickly implement it. I'm like, oh, I really wanted to do that. I really wanted to be that person to launch that. So that's when I started finding just the simplest way to save time. You know, can I do this? Can I tweak this software and bring them together? And for that, I really love Zapier Make and Bardin, all those platforms and things that they supply creators with. So you can go from one idea and just have it automated, so you don't have to be there while it's rolling in the background, which I really, really need. So I realized that I wasn't the only one who needed it, and people were willing to pay for it as a solution. So yeah.
So having so having children is not an obstacle to not do anything.
No, no, just simplify a process and automate it. Yeah.
And that's,
because
that's...
we can go without it. They're already here. We just have to make it work. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's great. And again, knowing by being a father, and you know, not just in the U.S., I'm a single father. My son has a mother, but she's over in Europe. But you know, so here he comes to college and stuff. So I know how it is, and I know how it is to take the children. And trust me, you think when they're young, it's easy. It gets more fun later. Or it's hard when they're young. It's easy. It gets more interesting later. Their demands grow with age, and they get more expensive. There you go. Little guy asking for attention.
Yep, and a snack. Always need a snack. He's about to go to a nap, so we're going to have that little fussy moment, and then he's just going to be out. But yeah.
Feed him well, they'll sleep long.
Yeah.
All right, so let me go back to my thing here. That was from Essie. We're going to flip it this way. I think I want to go through the AI carousels. I have one prepared. Basically, what I want to do now, and this was my idea, I think it's going to be interesting for you guys to see, because it's kind of a hands-on thing, is I have this open up the tab. I'm going to share the screen here because I want to start doing how do I create content? Well, there's actually, when this pops up, I have a delay there. So, but it just popped up the screen for me here on the computer, and I have a monitoring telephone there on the side. But
yeah, and
anyway,
I can see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, good. So this is my previous carousel, and I want to start basically from, I'll describe what's going on here. This AI carousels, you get a large menu. They've upgraded everything. They're adding new functions every day. Here is a carousel generator. You could do a LinkedIn post generator. Never really used that. I did use the post ideas generator. It's a great idea, but when I tried to do carousels directly from that, they were so disgustingly generic and non-descriptive of anything that I was like, do I really want to use this? And it would take me a lot of time to rework it. But anyway, those are some of the features that they're introducing. Got the LinkedIn post previewer, you got your LinkedIn, you know, text formatter, and you could do carousels for Instagram, but good luck with that, because you're not going to make any money there. That's it. I mean, you get the resume maker and CV builder, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to focus on the carousels only. So what you do here is you have the left panel, which is your basic settings. When you're paying the $15 a month for the subscription, you could save all these settings. You could do the colors. You could flip them. Like, let's see, I'm going to do a gray carousel. So I'll do the C1 here. And it just changes the colors. Then I have that one something color there, D1. That's the one that I have for... which one was that? Was it this one? Oh, I don't know. I gotta look it up in Canva and stuff. But I forget what color I was using. Maybe it's here. This is the one. 1F00A6. Anyway, you could play around with these colors. You could do the FF here. So this is how you set your basic colors. Anyway, so next one is you could do the backgrounds. You could do the gradients, and they got all sorts of backgrounds. So like the only thing I kind of don't like about AI carousels is the fact that they have only one template, basically. You could, you know, the different aspects of it you could modify or something. You could say, or you could edit, you could customize it. However, it's always working out of one template. You cannot select multiple templates. The only thing you could do is different colors, different shapes, the backgrounds and stuff like that. But despite that limitation, it's still variable enough where your carousels look unique enough for that. So like, for example, you could use these arrows here. So you get to do these arrows. I'm going to still change the colors and stuff. But anyway, here's the slides counter. You could do a round one or shape one. You could see the changes, the squares. So you could do half round. Like that, with round square with round circles. So, you know, this is the basic stuff. Then you have your company info. You could either do personal company. You could show this signature on the bottom, either on all pages or just one page, the front and back. And this is your basic settings. And you could save these as a template, because then there's a save and load. I have a couple of ones that I did. The only thing here is history. I think the limit is like 5. It saves everything in the browser, and it's got a limit of like 5 megabytes, I believe, 6, 7 sometimes. Depends. I'm not sure what the limit is. I know it's very small, and then if you use a lot of images, it will not save the carousel. But what I do is when I want to go to another company, for example, then I'll just do, this is what I do for the YouTube, for my son's profile. I do the carousel. So if I do load, I guess I could do that now, because, and it when you open this up only in one browser, if you're going to use another browser, it's not going to be saved there, is it pulls up all the colors and, you know, his picture, his signature, you know, the personal company info. And you can save this with the carousels. That's where you save that. Anyway, I'm going to go back to mine. So I'm going to do load. Let's load this one. Back this one. I think it's the one that we had. Yep. And so you just load it. And again, the colors are preloaded. The pictures and everything is preloaded. And that's the feature that's available for $15 a month. So I pay that. And I got all this stuff. So if I should do this in Canva, I think one carousel would take me at least an hour. But since I have all these options saved, I can do up to 5, you know, 5 projects, different ones you can have saved, the color designs and the signatures. I have 2 for me, 2 for my son, and 1 for a client here. But here we go to the generating the carousel. So I was going to do a different one. I'm going to do a white one. I want to do, nope, here. White, and this one is the one with the 106 accent color, and we're gonna do the arrows. And oh, they added a new function here, which is the alternating typography. Was it, or was it anyway, I'll figure that out. Alternate colors. Here it is. Here's that feature. So you can have either one color or you can have alternate colors. That's like a new feature they just added now, like a couple of weeks ago. To generate carousel. So either you could do a topic, just write a title and it will do it. It has several languages. It's got an auto format, unpopular opinion, eye-opening facts, you know, whatever you want the text to be focused on. You could use it from a URL, even from a video or a PDF, but I just generally do this text. So let's come up with a topic. I was actually thinking about one, and I said, let's do the benefits of working in a team. Let's do that again, rather than solo. And let's do a generate carousel. Wait a couple of seconds, and almost there. Almost there. Sometimes takes longer, sometimes takes less time. In the meantime, sometimes I just go away and I just do some other stuff, and then I just come back to it, you know, whatever. I make a couple of comments while I wait for this. Unlock the power of teamwork. Working solo has its perks, but there is nothing quite like the synergy of a team. Dive into the compelling reasons why teamwork often outshines going it alone. Well, this is the first time I actually see nonsense. But anyway, that's had to happen. But and you have a carousel. For if you're really in a rush and you just want to put something generic out, you could take this and just publish it. Here, outshines going it is what just changed it. And you could edit it in here, or you could go in here. Going in alone, for example. But I always get rid of the dive and stuff. I would just change that. And because here comes the editing. It's the same thing like using any AI. Here are compelling reasons why teamwork outshines going alone. So I changed the stuff like that. Anyway, but now this is going to the going to the comparing it to Canva when I tried to do carousel of Canva, like all these little things, like why going together can take us further. Well, you know, that you have to do manually. You have to do this manually. Then you have to do the identification of branding. You got to do manually in Canva, you know, the insights and this icon, which you could change here because you could put any icon you want in there. There's a whole bunch of icons you can use on the bottom here. But it generally picks a good one. Sometimes I change it when I do my castle things. And then you go into the individual slides. And the individual slides are numbered. Again, something you would have to like get done in Canva. If I want to add a slide, when I'm on this slide, I can just do add a slide. It will give me the same one, just numbers it to and moves all the other ones. Doing that in Canva, I believe you have to do this too, so you have to change all the numbers manually. So that's where the time saving comes in, like really big time. Here I'm gonna get rid of the bottom ones, identification or branding. And let's look at one more thing at the start. And that's gonna be here, because you get the image, that's the image from the old one. And here you could either upload image, search image, teamwork. So it'll give you a bunch of images. I think it uses something like free, whatever database it is. It's sort of like Canva. I think it's a little bit more cut down. I think Canva still offers more, but you could use all these images for the background. Just click on that and you have a teamwork background. Here, this is gray because the highlight and stuff, but you can edit that just by going, okay, just get rid of the bold, italic, and you can read that now, unlock the power of teamwork. And the thing that this has is also each day you could do 10 images, and this you could generate image here. So let's leave this as teamwork, generate image. And doesn't take that long either here in this generate image. So this is how you generate the images. And it will give you an image. The only disadvantage this has with images is that you cannot move it. You cannot save it. It just throws it in there like that. But you got a good, decent image that you want to use. I mean, for images, you have also, I use Bing DALL-E. We could try to do one for, like, let's say here, two heads are better than one. Let's see what DALL-E says to that. I'll go into the Bing image generator. Here we have creator tools. I still have 14 left today. Two heads are better than one. Let's create. Let's create live. Let's do art. I think this is going to come out really funny, but we'll see. And yeah, two heads are better than one. That's not too bad. That could actually work. And the Bing image create, Bing image generator, basically, I'm not sharing that screen. I gotta show you that too. Let's see, I gotta go into the studio and I gotta stop sharing this one. Hello again. And then let's share a different screen. Two heads are better than one. LinkedIn. Where was that? Was it this one? Yep, that's this one. So here we go. Here is the images that I used in the two heads are better than one, and it generated these four images, Bing, for free. You get 15 as long as you have a Microsoft account or Bing account, a Copilot account, or I'm paying the subscription for family subscription for Microsoft 365, and it just creates four. On every prompt, you'll get four different designs, and I get 15 per day. But because I have a family account, I'm paying for. I actually get 15 for five or six accounts, so I could generate images all day. Also, Canva has like 4,000 images a month that it allows you to create. But I kind of like this one the best, anyway. But this image I kind of like, so go here, download. And we go LinkedIn posts. These are all my LinkedIn posts. I save them. I'm a very meticulous person and I have history. I said to my son didn't believe me. I said, I have hard drives stored where I have emails back from 1998. So I can tell you what I wrote to people in 1998. It's 21. I already had that prepared for 24. That's for Sunday's ideas that I have. That's one thing about creating. You always come up with ideas and you always have... let's get into here. And you always have things. You have to write that down because I would forget by next Sunday what I had a great idea for Sunday's deep thought. Two heads. Save that. Then we go back to sharing screen of the carousel. Share here. And here we go back to this. I don't want to go through the whole carousel, but you can see it created all of these. Learn and grow, blah, blah, celebrating success. And you could do background, also the background image, I believe, is over here. You could do, anyway, let's finish going through this nine. And then you have the end. Well, I'll do this one slide just as an example, and then we'll go to the end. You can do also, I forget, but I think it's here. Where, because I don't use it, I don't like to do that, but here, apply background to all slides, for example. That's another nice feature, though. So every slide would have that same background, which if you have like that image, if you just want to have text, you could use that on everyone. I don't like that personally. I like to spend some time extra on it. I mean, the images are the most, that's the thing that takes the longest to create 10 images, but hey, you know, that's what I like to do. I like to have it customized and nice and pretty. Anyway, two heads are better than one. Let's switch this off. And you could have that background image, and then I'll put an image on top of that, but that would be too much. I don't like that either. Then you have the upload here, but we're going to do that for this first slide. And then you have to click. You can only have an image slide. You could just use a screenshot, but I'm going to do the text and image. I'm going to upload that image, which was in 21. And here's the two heads. And boom, there is that image that generated. The advantage of the images you create outside of AI carousels is the fact that you can just use them. You have them saved in a computer and you can upload them and you can change them. The one that's AI generated by AI carousels, you would have to regenerate a different image. Or you can just upload one. That's why I said I'd rather use the DALL-E, Copilot, Bing image generator. I think it gets the best results, especially after Gemini kind of failed in being precise and having some issues. And so I'm back to using the DALL-E Copilot thing. And this image. And then you got to go and correct the text again. Collaboration means pooling diverse skills and perspectives. Okay, this results in more creativity, better problem solving, innovating solutions that one mind alone might never have conjured. So I think this text is pretty good. I don't mind using this one. And then I just go, well, this is the same text except I copied that. So I'm going to click on this. I'm going to do delete this slide because that's a replica. But now if I like this image, for example, I want to use it on the next slide, I can just copy, add slide, it will copy that. And I can actually then reorder it by moving this slide all the way down, for example. And it does the renumbering. 6, 7, reorder 8, reorder 8, 9, and that's the end of it. So and then we moved it to the end and I'll just kick it off and that's it. And delete. And that's it, just got 8 carousels. And here in the back, again, when at first it was generated, it created the front and the back. They're different. They're, you know, it's an opening and closing, like I call it an intro and outro. It kept the image, but you could regenerate a different image for the back of it. Same thing as the front. You can have the opacity, so like it could be more visible if you just want that. Depends, you just got to play with it. It's got a bunch of different functions. Anyway, so basically the slide is done, except I correct the texts, read that over. If it has facts, always check AI facts and just generate the images. And basically, once this webinar is over, I'm going to just post this thing on. I'm going to do the editing, do some of the text editing, add the images that I believe will show what I'm trying to say, and I'm done. So it's kind of like, literally, we just spent, I think, 15, 20 minutes, and that's explaining all the stuff. And I could just post this as is, and it would count. Just like I said, you always want to edit. You always want to be a good editor, edit the text, because that's one thing about AI is they do great text ideas, but you always look at that as a draft. You don't have that finalized. Anyway, here, there's one more step after that, is download Carousel. And once that comes up, you can download it to the, today's, I'm going to put this, today's, it's in my folder I want, so I'll just save that. And then it will generate also the caption for you for, unlock the power of teamwork. And it will generate the text for the caption. Then again, you could customize and do whatever. And here it is, ready to unlock the power of teamwork, blah, blah, join me in my journey as we explore. So I take it, I copy it into Word, and then I just edit again some of the stuff. Like, I don't like we explore as I explore. I usually put the benefits of collaboration, and that's it. That's basically everything that there is. Just copy this. You just copy the clipboard, copy the WordPress, and you're done. I think if you don't want to spend too much time on an image generating, you could skip that. You could just do a text one like this. So basically, all you do is go slide by slide, correct some of the generic, non-binary, boring text that robot AI generates, and then you're ready to go. And you have all your branding there, all the numbers. And, again, if I just don't want to use this, I don't want to point the arrows, I'll make these little things, round things. So that looks like pulse radar. It's kind of a marble background, I call it. They call it lunar dust, but so there's a whole lot of things. You could save this later, and when I go here, save, I could just save this into here, for example, and it's saved because it's small. Once I add like 6 images to it, it's not going to be that small. So it's going to say, well, it's too much to save, so you can't save it. But generally, like, you want to save at least one empty template with your branding and your colors and everything, and then you can always edit it and you could always modify it much more easier than if you had to start from scratch. That's what the $15.99 or $14.99 gives you a month, where you save your branding and you save some of the preset stuff like roundness and whatever. And also, I think they have there's a limit on a free one. I think it's like 3 or 5 images, 5 slides or something. So I do recommend to pay. If you're creating every day like me, it's worth the $15 is worth it. I try to get as little subscriptions as possible. So I just pay Canva, and Essie's going to talk more about Canva than, so I just want to spend time on this. And then I pay for this, and Copilot I get free. And I think that's about it. It's all I only pay 2 subscriptions that I need to create 30 pieces of content every month. So, and none of them take more than an hour, unless I'm working on tables and statistics and I have to do a lot of background searches and stuff on that. So this is my part of the AI carousels. I don't know. I hope you enjoyed it. What did you think, Essie?
I think it's pretty cool. Yeah, that it can generate, especially from the link. I think since you do YouTube, is a really good tool to, just repurpose your own old video to generate carousels. So yeah, it's pretty neat.
And did you ever try AI carousels before today, or did you ever see it?
Yes, once. And I used to use a tool called Taplio, and it has similar tool in it also included. And I used to use theirs too. My only downside was not being able to edit my own, images and the graphics and stuff like that. So
mm-hmm.
That was my only downside to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I never used Taplio. I mean, because I try to look into things, but I just kind of stick with what I know, because, again, learning every day. I mean, I'm sure there's new AI carousels coming out every day. It's just, you know, whether it's the question of whether it's worth it to study every single piece of new idea. Mm-hmm. So it takes me a while before I adapt to new things. But is this do more than the Taplio or no?
No, I would say this do a part of Taplio, because you have to know also that Taplio is about, I think, $40 or something a month. So for just having the AI generator for, I think you say $4.99?
$14.99.
$15. Yeah. Okay, $15. I think it's worth it. Yeah. Because when I was using the Taplio, it's a great tool, but I wasn't into the social media that much for it to be worth it to me.
So, yeah, exactly. I mean, you did create a bunch of carousels and stuff, but yeah, I think for the carousels that I said, all right, let me do always a tech. I kind of try to alternate it, of course, the content. Sometimes I do the personal story. Sometimes I do just like yesterday, I was talking about the LinkedIn gaming that they're trying to implement. So, you know, you want to do a text post with an image. Sometimes you even do, polls, you know, sometimes you do a poll, sometimes you want to mix it up. But I do at least two or three carousels a week. And I think this saves me a lot of time. And for the $15, it's worth it. And yeah, if it's part of something bigger, like you said, Taplio. So again, if you want to go in that direction of Taplio, there's nothing wrong with that. You're just going to have to be committed to it and use it. And that's fine as well. So there's a lot of different things you can always use.
Yeah, all the AI tools out there are on a need basis. So if you need it and you're taking the full advantage of what you're paying for, then it's worth it. But if you're paying for it, but you're only using part for it, it's best to look for another alternative that focuses on that solution only and save you a couple bucks. So for me, I do mine in Canva. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and again, Canva is very cost efficient as well. I mean, it's like what? $12-$15 for like five people to join or something if you pay for the groups. So yeah, those are the only two that I really use. And I mean, that's the one thing about the tools is, you know, you really only want to be doing what you're paying for what you actually use, because it can get really pricey.
And I can show you how I do mine in Canva, especially based on that post that I shared yesterday.
Okay, yeah, let's go ahead. Take it away, Essie. I mean, this is your part now. What do you do? I said you're going to be talking about Canva, so take your time, show us, share the screen.
Okay.
I'll put you on a big screen right there. We're going to just.
Okay. So.
And the full screen is yours.
Learning curve, so just bear with me. All right, so I'm going to show you first ChatGPT. Can you see my ChatGPT screen?
No, you have to do the share at the bottom. We don't see the screen.
Okay.
Do you do the share the screen, and you have to hit okay again or something like that.
Okay.
Next to the camera, there's a microphone on the bottom. If you see yourself in the browser, there's a microphone, there is a disabled camera, and then it's share screen. So you got to click on that under the window and restream, and then you have to pick that tab.
Okay.
Show on stream. Oh, it says show on stream. So now I could. Okay, there we go.
So you can see it now?
Yes, I can see that now. I'm going to see if I see it in the. I think we should be able to see that now. Because it told me that I have to share. You shared the screen, so I had to like. Click on it and say, okay, you share the screen. So I have it here as a third feed, actually.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, now we can.
Oops, sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
No, it's okay.
So for the ChatGPT, I just wanted to use PBG sandwiches as an example. So I say, please give me a slide presentation to teach how to do PB&J sandwiches. But one thing that I did was to ask for it to give it to me in a table format so that I can paste it in a Google Sheet. And I also mentioned the column that I needed. So it generated this. So now I'm going to stop sharing.
I think you disappeared again.
The
share screen disappeared. But yeah, I had to do that too, because you have to switch every time you want to go to a different tab, you have to unshare it and start sharing again. So
yeah. It'll come to me.
There we go. And I gotta go show on stream, and that's it. And you're back.
Okay. So now I have it in the inside my Google Sheet, and I just download it. So once I download it, I can go into Canva. Can you see my Canva?
No, I'm still seeing, unless I need to switch. No, we still have the, you have to, again, just. Stop sharing and share to go to Canva. So,
the funny thing is the same thing was happening to me the other day when I was having a presentation, and I just couldn't figure out. And also, every time you open something new in Canva, it takes you back to a whole new screen again. So.
All right. And Canva's up here.
Okay, I see it. Now it's showing me something I didn't see. It's showing me on the top, share this tab instead. So I didn't see that the first time. Oops. So yeah, so in Canva, what I'm gonna do is I'm going to insert three text box. So I'm gonna call these slide back and type number, and I'm gonna move that over there, and then okay, so from there, I was mentioning yesterday that there is a bulk create. This one is showing here on my left hand side because I've used it before, but if you haven't used it before, it will be inside the app. So you just go in the app and it will be down here, bulk create. So it says enter data manually, but that is not why I'm here. So I'm going to upload it instead. And I just get it through. So I know for my sheet, it is on my fourth sheet. So I'll just click continue. And when I am here, it says connect the data. So I'm just going to connect everything on my sheet over here to the columns that I have on my sheet. So you see connect data down here. You click connect data, and then I'll connect the slide number. I'll do the same for all the others. So basically, if you see the squiggle on the end, it makes it work. You connect it successfully. So you click continue, and you'll see all that is about to be imported. And you click generate 12 designs. So when you click generate all design, it has generated. I can do this one. So you can see all 12 have been generated in one click. And I just go in and do my usual design, which for me to save, personally to save time, I usually, if I can show you, I usually template my own. So everything that I've done before and shared before on the platform, I repurpose them. So I can go back here and make a copy of this one. And then basically remove, so this is what I shared yesterday. So I can go in and just delete anything that I don't need. Let's do it this way. I'm only gonna keep the last one. And then I can reproduce the same thing. Thank you. Yeah, I don't think I can edit that right now. Let me just do numbers here, just for now. And then I can use the same upload process to generate it. But this time, this is already designed. Sorry, selected the wrong sheet. So here, I'll connect the data, line number, the title, and the text. And I hit continue. All right, so as you can see, all 12 have been generated. My signature is already there, so I just go in there and edit. So then I have my own template, but it goes, the editing for me, it goes faster. Yeah. Yeah, so you can do this for carousel, but you can also do this for quotes. So I can show you the quote example. So I'm just going to...
And this is now basically, this is what was generated.
Yeah, this is what was generated.
All the slides there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So sorry, there was a lag in between, but yeah. So yeah, this is what was generated. It's already have my signature on it and everything. So I just have to go and edit whatever I want to put here and I'm good to go.
Yeah, it's a little different approach, but definitely time saving.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the thing is for me, for the type of carousel that I share, I tried with ChatGPT before, but it doesn't really know those tools. And yeah, those are based on experiences. So you always give me generic information and ask me. One time he asked me to go look on the tool website to find the information that I need. I was like, well, that was cheeky. So I was like, fine, I'll go look for it myself then. So this is the alternative that I came up with, and I just wanted to share with everyone. So instead of doing the carousel, you can also do quotes. So if you do inspirational quote, motivational quote, entrepreneurial quote, if you do 10 of each, you already have 30 content already ready to be scheduled for you. So yeah, it's really great to use the bulk create.
Right, and you could just basically share just one of these. And from Canva, actually, you can just export it as JPEG or PNG, or you could save it as whatever you want. You could save just individual things, or you could just save the whole thing. And
For me, I always do PDF standard. When I go back to my screen, it doesn't give me any issues. So that is the one thing that I stick with. So I just download it, and that's it. And I go to LinkedIn and upload it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is pretty cool. I didn't even like, I never tried to play with this with Canva. So that never came to, because I thought always like Canva just be too hard. But I guess when you use the, when you connect the data to the thing, it becomes a little bit, it's a different ball game.
Yeah. So like I said, it's on a need basis. So whatever you need in that moment, then you have something like, okay, I can solve it this way. Doesn't have to be only one way. So
yeah, there's so many different tools and stuff. It's just, you know, again, I try to keep it simple. I'm like, I'm trying to get into like, I learned something, and unless something that's really like groundbreaking comes through, I try not to get distracted, because again, you have the children, responsibilities. Even when they're 18, they're still your children. I try to tell myself like, be more autonomous, but they still come back and you'll still support them and stuff. They never stop being your kids. But on the other hand, you also want to be productive at work, and you know, learning new tools is great for me, but learning too many is too time consuming again. So it's like, you got to find the balance. You got to, when you start learning something, make sure you're going to stay with it, because learning new tool every, like I get bombarded, especially on LinkedIn. People get all those ideas like, oh, this is a new greatest tool. And like, you go in and you spend 3 days learning it. And by the time you finish learning it, somebody else says, well, this is an even better tool. Mm-hmm. And you start chasing tools.
Yeah. I can show you what one of my clients used, and he used Google Workspace, and everything has been done in Google Workspace. And I thought, just like you mentioned, you don't have to use the latest, like creme de la creme, to get, you know, things done. You just have to know, you know, what service are you providing? What is the process? And how do you get the process going? That's it. So if I can, I can share, if I can share, because I'm trying to, yeah.
That's what this is about, looking at the creator tools and automation. So if you have any other ideas, hey, here we are.
Okay. All right. All right. So just, can you kindly confirm if you can see my screen?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Okay.
There we go. Boom.
Yeah. All right. So this is a simple automation that I did for a coach. So basically all this is done in his Google Workspace. So mm-hmm. when he gets his Stripe payment, then 4 meetings are scheduled, because he sells it as a program package. So you have 4 coaching meetings. So all these are scheduled automatically, and a folder is created inside the Google Drive for that client that he's sharing with them, so they can go back. So after each meeting, he'll send a form, a Google form, to the client to fill out, you know, a simple survey or a simple exercise, and that gets sent to their folder so they can find it there. So meeting two, right after the meeting, they will get a follow-up form to fill, little exercise follow-up, whatever, and then it gets sent to the folder until the fourth meeting. Now, when the fourth meeting is completed, then he waits 2 days, and then he sends a survey, and that's it. And all this is being set up once for him, and he can take from 1 to 50 people, and you still be the same. Yeah. So all this is done in his Google Space. And I think the business plan for Google Space start with, I think it's less than $10. Yeah, $10. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for $10 a month, he run this. Probably charge somebody maybe $1,000. Yeah, so you're probably getting paid $1,000 to run something on $10 a month. Yeah, so that is the power of automation. Yeah, so it doesn't have to be the biggest expensive things out there to make you money. If you just know what you're doing and how you plan to deliver it, then you're good to go.
This is the one fantastic thing about the times we live in. It's the power of automation and the AI and just the creators. I mean, I was always creative for years and years, and I was always trying to design things and help, you know, I was always involved in the graphics design aspect of everything. But the hardest thing back in the day, let's say 10, 15 years ago still, was the fact that in order to be a good designer, you had to learn basically CorelDRAW or Adobe, and you had to be a professional in those things. Whereas now you just can have an idea, you give it to AI, and it just generates, like I showed you the pictures on that. And it's like, and you could change the prompts, and you could, that's the best, I think that's the biggest added value, that you can now design things like never before. I mean, much as I hate to use that, but this is we've entered a new age of creators creating. It's just, you know, the graphics and the colors, and Canva is a powerful tool, I think, and the templates you can use and modify and stuff like that in Canva is amazing. And I think most people use Canva, you know, and then they know certain features. But just like AI carousels, I think Canva just keeps adding more stuff every day, and it's almost to the point where it's just getting too much.
Yeah, it is amazing how much they have done in the past years, especially this board that you're looking at, this whiteboard. I used to use another tool called Miro for it, but now Canva has a whiteboard, so I don't have to use Miro. So I love all-in-one tools. Like, if I can stay in one place and get everything done in one place, that is my to-go tool. I don't like being all everywhere and paying everywhere as well. So yeah,
that's the whole thing, is you get stuck in this and all of a sudden you have a monthly bill of $500 for just tools.
Where did they go? Yeah.
And that's why, again, paying Canva subscription and paying AI Carousel subscription. Those are the only two that I pay. And Restream, actually, I have to pay for too, but I think I got some kind of a great deal on that, like $30 a year or something, that I have some limited options. And there's that logo in the top right, but on top, you know, left, whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than that, it's like those are the more YouTube tools. I mean, the only other subscription we pay for, and it's not even for me because I don't utilize it at all, it's my son's, but that's what we do, video production. So he does Adobe Premiere. So, but that's his kind of thing, and that's because of video editing, which I have nothing to do with. As much as all the tools and creators and stuff, I have gotten so much better. I think still video is a little bit upper level, higher level of creation still to this day.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch of tools. I didn't get into those too much yet myself, but because I leave it up to my son, and he does the Adobe, and that's fine. So there's actually the three or four subscriptions we buy, But yeah, the more functions, the features each one of those tools has, the better, of course. And you hate going to 10 different platforms. I used to remember where you have a little thing for this, a little thing for that, and then you don't even know where everything is.
Yeah, and since you are the first person who brought me on the live, and to be honest, I was scared of camera. I always had camera fear, but today I'm like, you know what? It's not so bad. So I wanted to show you a tool called Repurpose IO. So this tool can repurpose, for example, this webinar that we have done, it can repurpose it to all the platforms, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, everything. So you only have to create the content once, just like we did, and ship it to all the other platforms, which I think is amazing. So I just wanted to share that with you, you know, just as a gift for, you know, having me here. Because I know you guys put a lot of effort into those videos.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's like my son's first day at the job. I got him finally to get a job at the age of 18, and it took me a couple of months. It took me 6 months for him to realize. And first day, we're standing in front of Hy-Vee, when I was like, you got to get a job, because no matter what, I don't care how much money what makes, but you have to have a job to get out there and be with people. Because being behind the screen is one thing, but then being out there with people. So he works at a deli department at Hy-Vee right now. And the first day, he was like, take me away, I don't want to go. He's like, no, get the hell out of the car. Get out.
And so he got out there.
But the point is he got out, he started working, he felt kind of awkward the first day, first, you know, whatever. And after a couple of weeks, he's like, I'm looking forward to it, because I got the people there, I could talk to them, you get to interact. I mean, you know, you serve them, you know, cold cuts and cheese, but still, you get some interaction. And he says, you know, people are different. And then just getting that experience in is like, wow, okay, yeah, this is not so bad. Like you said about the videos, like, I'm kind of scared, but it's like, oh, damn, this is good.
Yeah, so it has a 14-day free trial. So I encourage everybody to try it. And I haven't tried it right now because I don't have any video, like I said. But I just, my friend used it. And she likes it because she does TikTok. My sister also likes it. So, I'm going to try to do videos and test it out, and it will be a post. But I just wanted to share with every viewer. If you do videos, you want to try this, because I heard a lot of good things about it. Yeah.
Okay. And you never tested it, though. So, okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I heard about that, too. But again, it's one of those things when I'm like, we have some kind of a system. I'm not sure if I want to because we run it separate. The YouTube channel is not exactly just focused on web design and the tools and creator and marketing and stuff. Because my son basically took it to a little bit different level, as the case may be in many ways. Is you start something, like I started doing the NC Web Dev for web design, and then I end up having to do LinkedIn creation to get out there in front of clients. So we started doing the YouTube channel, and we started doing it for basically marketing. I started it because, again, he was afraid to get on the camera. And then,
he's not alone.
So the first 2 weeks I had to do the videos, YouTube shorts, or maybe close to a month. I think I did about 20 and something. And then I was like, now you should try one, because he saw me. He was like, and I was like, so, you know, you always have to lead by example. That's what I did. I don't like it that much either, but I mean, you know, I was on TV. I was on live TV nationally.
Yeah. So you were leading by example.
So yeah. I did like 20 something videos. Then he took over. He's like, and he immediately, the first video he did, he got like double the views than I did. Mm-hmm. I was like, see?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to start keep doing it. He's like, but he saw the impact that his persona, his young person look, you know, he's 18, 17 when he started. So, and then he got into it. And of course, young people, you know, that's the future. So, you know, people will always kind of migrate towards that more or be attracted to that more. So he started doing it. And then you look at the Globemer Productions channel, you look at the first video he did, you know, him still being scared and sort of, and he was doing my topics also. So because I kind of started, because I do the marketing, I do the digital marketing and stuff. So he started doing that. So it was a little rigid, little stiff, little the voice and everything was a little too monotonous. And then we started doing different videos. He started trying out different topics. Mm-hmm. He relaxed more in front of the camera. And now he does a lot of AI, talks about AI, a little bit of news. We do a whole big thing now on like when Elon Musk does a lot of stuff. So we kind of inform and give our take on that, or he does. And the self-checkouts, we have a whole series of videos on just self-checkout troubles, the growing pains. And now everybody's like getting rid of self-checkouts again because Target stopped using them for big shopping carts and stuff. And so just all the like express lines. And then so it kind of develops, and he started using this, and he started. So the channel is a little bit different. It's not the same as what we initially started. So it always develops. So so we'll see where that goes. But so I never got into like repurposing those for my purposes. Although now with, for example, LinkedIn gaming, there was a YouTube video that my son did, and I wrote the article yesterday after kind of thinking about it and getting some more information. And so we may use some of that. I'm looking forward to trying it out. But of course, again, we go back to the time element. There is very little of it.
It's true. Yeah, my friend has used it and she says she likes it, but I wanna try myself, because everything that I share, I've tried myself. So
exactly. No. That's great. And then maybe we'll do another live one and we'll talk about repurpose and some other tools that we use. So that'd be great. A little guy passed out after the cracker or whatever.
Oh yeah, he's down. He's sleeping.
So now this is your productive time now.
Yeah.
With him on your back.
Yeah, him on my back. If I do the laundry, if I have to send email, if I have to do some, you know, focus work. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised he sleeps that well with us talking and everything else, and you talking and. You know.
Yeah, kids are, I would say, strange. I mean, in the quietest room, he will wake up like anxious, like, where is she? But when he hear like, you know, noise in the background, somehow it soothes him to sleep. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and you know, now I don't know how many, I don't see anything about like how many people are watching still or not live, but if you guys have any questions, and feel free to ask. I even wrote that in a message there, but if there's any questions for Essie or me, just feel free to send us a text. I have the monitoring here on my right hand side. I watch it. So we did get a bunch of messages, and I replied to everybody, said hello and stuff. But so I don't know. What do you use for, do you use image generators?
Yes. So I use the Copilot.
Mm-hmm. The Copilot as well?
Yeah.
You found that the easiest, right?
Yeah. And what I do is I go in Canva and then I remove the background so it can look a little bit like, I don't know, stylish. Something I do, but...
What is it? What do you remove?
The background. So if I ask Copilot to generate an image, I go in Canva. When I paste it, I remove the background. So it can
Show us the process.
Okay.
Share the screen. Show us the process. Create an image. Share the screen. Create the image. Put the prompt in. Save it. Then we'll reshare Canva and you show us how to do that.
Okay.
Because I never tried that. I mean, I know it's possible. I know Canva can remove images. No surprise about that. But it's just, I just want to see what those things look like when, while we're here, we might as well show it live.
I don't know if that makes sense to the AI, but we'll see. Ooh, these are cute.
All right, see?
So I'm just gonna let it come and then I will download it. Okay.
So it looks like Lucky Clovers.
Yeah. All right. Now let's go to Canva. I'll share this down instead. And then I'm going to upload. I'm just gonna remove Drake. Yeah, and then now I have the image here. I'm clicking on it, and then I go to edit photo.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the edit photo, I go to video remover, background remover. And there you go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I never tried that, actually. I did have to do some editing, and what I don't like was... Oh, that's your original text there. Because sometimes they create that bad text, you know, like... Because the image generators are bad at creating text. Yes, but then text is like... Oh, so I was always trying thinking about like how I would remove that from just that picture. Because removing that is hard, unless it has a background.
Yeah, you can if there was an image here, you can go to grab text here and you grab the text from the image and then you can remove it.
Oh yeah, would that do that, the grab text?
Okay. Yeah. And then if that doesn't work, you can try magic erase, because it depends how it's showing. Yeah. It depends how the image was saved. Sometimes when I use magic erase, you remove the text, or sometimes I grab the text and I just retype it. Yeah.
Yeah, let me go see.
Oh, that is cute.
Yeah, huh? Creating live.
Yeah.
Here. Okay, let's try. Let me try this on my let me share my screen and let me see if I can do Let's see how that grab image works. Nope, Canva won't help me. I was just wondering whether, like, do you have a picture with text someplace where you can try that on your end if it works for you?
Let's see if Copilot can edit it and add text. Mm-hmm. So now you can edit it.
Okay, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a little bit different, I guess, than the original font, but
that's yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Didn't even that I never tried. I never had that function. I was like down with it. You know, just like I create, so then some misspelling on an image. It's that the image is there just to show like an example. So, but me being again an OCD perfectionist, it bothers me. to live with it. But if I can fix it like this, then yeah. And there was a grab text. I never tried that one in Canva.
Okay.
I tried image enhancing in Canva, and I have an old image, the one that I posted from England with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And basically Canva, the image was more sharp because it was a low quality image downloaded from Facebook, compressed already like 1,000 times. and I tried to put the image into the image enhancer thing in Canva, and it gave me glasses. Drew glasses. I was like, glasses? I don't have glasses, but it just when it enhanced the image, it was enhanced. It was nice and sharp, but the problem was I had glasses. Glasses, and my son didn't look like my son. It was just kind of changed his face, and I was like, you know what? I'd rather use the original smudge one because it doesn't look like us.
That is funny.
It looks sharp, but it's not us. So that was always a tough one. That was one of my experiences that I had. It was like, you know, so sometimes this AI stuff, it just creates funny things. It's
I remember when I first started generating people image, you give you those 1,000 fingers on one person. Oh, it was like,
the hands is.
Yeah.
I've also known many an artist in my lifetime, in my experiences. And the one thing, talking to artists, for example, I have an artist that I bought a bunch of paintings when I was in Europe from him. And he was an awesome artist. But the one, and this is an example of like AI and real life artists, almost like AI, is his experience was that he couldn't draw eyes and a nose. He just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. Just was unable to, you know, he was a great artist. He had some imagination. And he loved drawing people.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't do the face in good detail.
Mm-hmm.
So he always had a hat all the way down in that image and stuff. You know, you get this, an awesome artist. I love his painting. I love his use of colors and space and, you know, and the topics that he did.
Mm-hmm.
But not a single painting from him had face. And then when I met him in person, you know, and then or we talked to other people, it was like, other fans of his, he was like, yeah, I know. And he knows it. He can't draw a face. That's why he doesn't make faces on his paintings. It was kind of a surreal kind of setting, sometimes realistic, sometimes, you know, but always had to use something to cover the face because he couldn't draw eyes and nose.
Yeah.
The mouth, he was okay, but eyes and nose did not work for him. So,
and,
you know.
And just, somehow it will become his signature. Yeah. And it will make his painting even more unique. That's the funny things about art.
Yeah, exactly. Couldn't draw a face for his art was great, but he couldn't draw a face if his life depended on it.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. I was like, you know, I just love the way it looks. And he's like, yeah, well, but that's because I can't do it. But yeah, that's the same thing with AI. It's like, you know, you get those 1,000 fingers, you have 6 fingers, 3 hands and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting better at that and it's learning. But yeah, it was the first ones were first ones were quite awkward.
Yeah.
So we got 1 hour and 21 minutes in. I think that's, you know, there's no questions coming in, so it's good. I hope people at least enjoyed all the stuff that we did, and then they're going to see it later as well. And, you know, it's available. Like I said, it's available definitely on LinkedIn for a while. And then if it's hard to find, you always go to that YouTube channel and find it there. But, but yeah, it's been fun. And you get that repurpose going, and then we'll come back and you can show us how you enjoyed it.
Okay.
I'm actually looking forward to it. I just don't think I'm going to have the time to work on that because we got certain things we got going on. And I was like, I'm not about to learn a new thing. But if you show me next time in a couple of weeks or a month or so, if you show me it works, I'll be all in. I don't care.
Okay. Well, you already got me in front of the camera now, so.
Yeah, so now you get, I got you. I got you in front of the camera. You can do live. You can use the Restream to do your own live stuff. And I was talking about that. LinkedIn wants to do a lot of, they want to promote one of the things, and I said that last time too, is they're looking for people to create vertical videos.
Okay.
They're kind of looking to have a shorts kind of competition. They want to be competitive on that. Same way with gaming. They're trying to increase the screen time.
Okay.
But the vertical videos, they can't be, you know, sideways, got to be vertical. But if it's vertical video, short within 90 seconds, YouTube will push you more in that in the news feeds, supposedly.
Okay.
So that's one thing you may want to try out. And that's for everybody actually listening.
Okay.
So for streaming and live streaming, you could do that. And just try to do vertical under 90 second videos.
Okay.
Just get a clear message across. That's the one hardest thing about YouTube shorts, because I've done a bunch of them myself. Is you when you try that, and if you first try like not going live, just try it, just
pretend,
just kind of a dry run.
Mm-hmm.
what you're going to realize is, because YouTube Shorts, for example, the ideal length that they want you to keep it under is 15 seconds, 1.5. And that's the ideal length that they want you to aim for, 15 seconds, because it's going to be supposed to be as short as possible. But the time limit on YouTube is on YouTube Shorts is 1 minute. The thing is you gotta have something very strong to keep the attention of the viewer for that long, for the whole minute, because people on YouTube Shorts don't have they just boom. If you don't grab their the first 3 seconds, your video is lost. But why I'm talking about that is because we found out that you cannot fit an idea into 15 seconds. This just, you're not going to say enough. It's kind of like, hello, goodbye, blah, 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 blah. It's over the 15 seconds.
Wow.
And you're like, and I didn't say these other four things. It's like, so my son then, he talks pretty fast. I can talk fast too. So it's not the thing, but that's not a problem. Problem is people understanding you when you talk fast. So, you know, you have to leverage that when making the videos. And then what happens is the ideal cadence of speech to getting points across enough and be understandable is about 30 seconds. That's about where that's sort of the sweet spot. And if you get that closest possible to the 30 seconds, you're going to have the biggest impact on YouTube, because A, you're going to get the idea across, and B, you're not going to stretch it out, which is also good, because you know, a lot of times people like me, especially when I get going and talking, I talk for a long time. YouTube and people and the audiences, they're not that patient. Okay. But I think 30 seconds, 35 second videos is what works best for us. 15 would be too short, and 1 minute, you'll lose people after 30 seconds. And it's very hard to keep your attention for 20 to 25. That's usually when we get to. So my son makes a video, it's about 35 seconds. That usually, if it's a good topic, it will give you about 75% retention rate, which is good for YouTube. If anybody watches 75% of your video, it's good. If you do a minute, you're going to get 50%, because people will last 20 seconds. That's all they do. They don't have time on YouTube Shorts. And it's a similar thing for LinkedIn, because they give you 90 seconds. But again, and you know, those topics on LinkedIn are getting a little bit more complicated. But I think if you could do a LinkedIn video on something, you know, and do this live, but just try to get it under a minute. And it could be pre-recorded. LinkedIn doesn't mind. It just wants 90-second videos. So you could just upload that video later. Either you go live, which has a benefit of, like, all your group gets notifications. SE's live now or whatever. So that's that element is always good for promotion. But also the video, people will last about, you know, 30 seconds is about most you're going to get. So if you upload something about 30, 45 seconds, that's probably works the best way.
Okay.
And it's got to be vertical because of the phone stuff. Otherwise, vertical is a no-no in any video editing and producing production company, except for phone videos. When they're targeted for videos, video for phones is because it's vertical screen of the phone. It's, everybody holds the phone this way. Rather than this way. Nobody wants to hold the phone and watch things. So it's like,
I have a lot to learn when it comes to videos. So I better get started, because you only learn most of the, you learn more by doing it. So
exactly. And it's, again, I was first I was doing the NC web dev, and I was doing I started doing the content on the website, which I've been neglecting lately a lot. And then I switched into NC Web Dev, and I was like, I have to do something for my son too. And I was kind of like, I said, okay, well, let's work on YouTube, because YouTube Shorts is a big platform and you get a lot of exposure. And we got, I mentioned it a couple of times, a couple of places, and we got like the first year that we're just playing with it. We had no clue what we're doing. Only took us like 3 to 6 months to actually get a video to get into a thousands. And now, after first year, we got 300,000 views on our videos.
Ooh, congratulations.
So I was like, wow, it's, you know, if a business wants to be visible, 350,000, doesn't matter where from, it's still the number of people that get to see.
It's a big deal.
It's a big number, no matter what. And that's why LinkedIn is trying to tap into this as well, because, and I think, as much as I don't like the gaming experiment for LinkedIn, like, I'm like, what gaming? Just doesn't make sense. Let him do it, but this just won't work. I could see where video could get more traction on LinkedIn because people like it. People consume video. I still think they won't beat out YouTube Shorts, but it will improve the platform. And as long as LinkedIn says it gives you a boost, hey, try it out. See what it is. Why not? It's not that hard, as you've seen today anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
Being live on camera, and you could switch it up again with the screens. You could do stuff, you know, edit it simply. And then there's a lot of the tools will give you, even Canva can produce some videos. You could do, like, we did a couple of animations and videos in Canva. So if you shoot the video and you want to put some, like, screenshots or whatever, examples, I think Canva's pretty good in that, too. I think they could do that. So you could try it out and play with it. So that's my advice, and keep practicing the videos.
Okay.
Show up more often on video.
Okay. Okay.
So, well, thank you. It was fun. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
And we enjoyed it, and hopefully everybody else enjoyed it as well. Let's share, let's connect, let's create, then let's grow.
Yeah.
Let's grow. So you have a great rest of the day, and I'll be talking to you, and we'll be in contact, and we will engage and interact, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Thanks.